This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. New Hampshire is known for its white mountains, clean lakes, maple syrup, and flinty locals. One Manchester artist would like to add another pair of regional highlights to that list: covered bridges and drag queens. Andre Rose is an artist and software engineer working out of Manchester who successfully funded a photo calendar through Kickstarter. The campaign and the calendar is called The Drag Queens and Bridges of New Hampshire. Andre, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So you found this enclave of drag queens. Where do you get from there to pairing them with New Hampshire's covered bridges?
When I first moved here, I noticed that there was such a large community of drag queens in especially Manchester, and I'd just never been around so many. I know a whole bucket full of girls. And it really was just kind of a joke because I know New England is very famous for its covered bridges, and the juxtaposition was just too funny. So I really, you know, especially moving from L.A., which is where an entertainment center, I was like, hey, you know what? I know the culture of New Hampshire, just drag queens and covered bridges.
What unites them? What throws together drag queens and covered bridges?
Well, it kind of puts together the two ends of New Hampshire, because New Hampshire, from my perspective, is a very quaint place with a lot of history, which is kind of what those covered bridges are. But there's also this whole dynamic of subculture of people who are performers that a lot of people go see, and I consider to be the regular prominent entertainment that happens all the time. I mean, there's shows multiple times a week here.
I think many of them you rarely see in daylight, for one thing.
That's correct. Yes.
And your photos are, you know, bright, beautiful days, sometimes winter, you know, they're seasonal, obviously.
Yes.
With these dolled up drag queens in front of these quaint old covered bridges. Now, how did you get the word out in this population that may be showy after hours, but is sometimes a hidden subculture in New Hampshire?
I went through a process where I already had friended a few of them and kind of just made a list of all the girls and asked who are all the girls. And I basically Facebook stalked. One thing about drag queens is that they love pictures taken of them. So there were plenty of pictures for me to go through and decide which girls I'd wanted to use. And it was just a process of picking the ones. And then I approached them independently saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. It was great.
I wonder if passersby watching these shoots, what their reaction might be. In fact, I believe I saw in the Kickstarter campaign that you were taking the photos in a corset.
Yes. Well, I did for the Kickstarter video, but that's not how I usually dress. It was
You're wearing a flannel shirt right now. You're
right.
Pretty well covered up. But what has the reaction been from people? I mean, that's not a scene you would happen upon every day in New Hampshire. A drag queen, a photographer, lights, shades, that kind of thing, taking pictures.
Well, the reaction has been mixed. Some of the bridges in this calendar actually are not the original bridges I wanted to use because they're privately owned bridges and they didn't want...
Oh, right. You have to get permission.
Right. And they didn't want association with the photos. And one bridge that I absolutely wanted to use was the one at Clark's Trading Post. And they first said okay, but then when I said drag queens, they were absolutely not. And I thought maybe it was because, like, well, they're a little bit more conservative, but it's just a man in makeup and a dress, you know. That was happening in Shakespeare times. But I've also had great reactions. While we were in Conway... We were shooting at, I believe that's the Swift River Bridge.
Swift River Bridge up there,
right.
Yep.
And I was with Layla McQueen, and this father and daughter come up to us and, you know, interrupt the shoot. It's like, you know, I'm sorry for interrupting, but my daughter wanted to see because she was convinced that I'm photographing Lady Gaga. And
Layla McQueen must have been beside herself.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I was like, no, this is just a local performer, but thank you so much. And you know, they seemed completely pleasant. But they admittedly said, though, it's like, yeah, we don't really see this around here very often. I'm glad to say that the reactions haven't leaned in one direction or another, which makes me feel a lot better because when I did get negative reactions, they were incredibly upsetting.
Mm. And your Kickstarter campaign has exceeded its goal, I believe.
It has exceeded.
A few days left for people to pledge. What do you plan to do with the extra money?
Any more extra money I get, it just means more calendars.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the idea.
In the future.
Yeah.
And anything left to do on the calendars you're working on?
I'm done with the photo shoots. I actually just completed my last one this past weekend. So now it's just layout and color correction. In the next 2 weeks, I should be sending them to the printers and hopefully having them out and available by end of October, early November.
Andre, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Andre Rosa is an artist and software engineer who launched a Kickstarter campaign called the Drag Queens and Bridges of New Hampshire. It's helping to fund his 2014 calendar of drag queens posing in front of New Hampshire bridges. We're all out of time for today, but there are a number of ways to keep in touch with Word of Mouth online. We're at Word of Mouth on Twitter, and there's always something cooking on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Easy ways to listen to stories, share stories, and get in touch with us are also at wordofmouthradio.org. After all, the best stories tend to travel via word of mouth. Come and share yours. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 with more Word of Mouth from NHPR.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Berry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters. To subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm soaking wet. I'm soaking wet.
It's raining. It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, October 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. In the ever-expanding world of hacking, there is a dictionary, not a literal book of words and definitions, but a list of phrases you have to know. And one of those phrases is Zero Day. It's not a day or a cop thriller with Bruce Willis in it. Really, it's just a special kind of computer code that can do anything from break into a bank to steal someone's online identity. And Zero Day exploits are getting more and more popular. Arti Shahani takes a look.
This is what bank robberies used to sound like.
1 minute.
Bad guys with guns breaking in through the front door, heading to the vault. The clock ticking as the police have only so much time to apprehend the thieves.
Great work. Get all of it. Sweep this place clean.
In today's information economy, some hackers pilfer money and secrets from corporations, not with guns, but with a computer code called a zero day. A zero day is the electronic equivalent of the informant who tells the bank robber where to drill a hole in the back of a bank vault. It's called a zero day because the good guys have no clue until after it's used, say on day one or sometimes day 31.
I found a vulnerability in a class of home broadband routers, you know, the kind of things like your Linksys or your typical DSL routers.
Zulfikar Ramzan with Sourcefire Securities is one of the few hackers good enough to find zero days.
Your home router is the conduit between you and the internet.
Ramzan figured out a way to fool the router to steal your username and password when you log into bank websites. Hackers can use zero days and try to rob the bank themselves, or they can sell the hack to someone else and just pocket a finder's fee. The good citizen he is, Ramzan did not sell his zero day. But if you were in the market for one, it's not hard to find them.
You got to chill because I'm strictly busy.
I am at home visiting 1337day.com. We accept web money, Bitcoin, and perfect money. Huh, they like anonymous ways to pay. Hacking into another person's network is totally illegal. But cyber lawyer James DeNaro says the U.S. government is not going to crack down anytime soon.
Some of the biggest buyers are the United States government itself, law enforcement agencies, and the price for interesting and novel exploits has been on the rise. And this is largely due to the fact that the exploits can be used for so many different law enforcement purposes.
As with so much in hacking, zero days are going mainstream. In San Francisco, I'm Arti Shahani for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, using a patient's DNA to customize cholesterol therapy. More information available at vanderbilthealth.com, the promise of discovery. and by Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory, attention, and more with neuroscience-based games for the brain. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
A Tesla Model S may have caught fire and sent the company's stock tumbling last week, but a car industry group says the electric vehicle still is very popular in Norway. For the first time, Tesla's recently topped all other cars being registered in that country. And before we go, researchers at MIT have made cube-shaped robots that self-assemble. These M-blocks flip and flop around with the help of magnets, controllers, and flywheels. It's science, but it looks like magic. Videos on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.